Do-It-Yourself Anxiety.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon in for Scott Jagow. The world's biggest home improvement retailer reports second quarter earnings today. Home Depot's announcement is bound to include a lower forecast for the year. Just yesterday, its rival Lowe's reported new lows in profits, though not as much as some analysts were expecting. That was apparently thanks to a boost from tax rebate spending. Home Depot has been trying to build momentum for when the housing slump finally turns around, but with most of the government stimulus checks now spent, what's building now is frustration. Marketplace's Renita Jablonski reports.
This spring, Home Depot cut 1,300 jobs, mostly back office work, and closed more than a dozen stores. Around the same time, Don Martin was telling a couple carpenters he couldn't hire them for the summer. Martin owns a small general contracting company in Stillwater, Minnesota.
We visit Home Depot quite a bit less than we used to.
Martin says right now, homeowners aren't making improvements beyond what's necessary.
The scope of our projects have gotten reduced by quite a bit. So the amount of different materials that are required are quite a bit less.
Paul Nolte at Hinsdale Associates says that's why Home Depot is taking the long view. He says the retailer will continue to make changes, like putting more employees on the sales floor.
When the economy turns around and when home building turns around, they're going to be in a much better position to take advantage of the economy and of the upturn.
Nolte says that won't be sooner than the beginning of next year. I'm Renita Jablonski for Marketplace.
And indeed, investors keep signaling their ongoing worries about the long-suffering housing market. Nagging concerns about the future of Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac were a big factor in pushing the Dow lower by 180 points yesterday, a loss of more than 1.5%. The NASDAQ and the S&P 500 also dropped by similar percentages. And today, Asian and European stocks are following that lead. Tokyo's Nikkei fell 2.3%. London's FTSE is off 1%. Frankfurt's DAX has slumped nearly 1.25%. And in Paris, the CAC 40 is down 1.5%. This is just the kind of news American car makers don't need right now. A survey out today shows foreign auto brands have the happiest customers. Lexus and BMW tied at the top of the consumer satisfaction rankings from the University of Michigan. Toyota and Honda overtook Buick and Cadillac. The two General Motors brands had occupied the number two spot on the index. U.S. brands owned by Ford also slipped behind. Smoking causes lung cancer, we know that. But about 15% of those diagnosed with the disease are non-smokers. Sure, some may be hiding their habit, but chemists have discovered there may be another reason people get lung cancer from a newly discovered type of air pollution. Janet Babin reports from the Marketplace Innovations Desk at North Carolina Public Radio.
Scientists have identified a new group of air pollutants, and they're nasty. Inhaling them can expose a person to up to 300 times more pollutants than smoking just one cigarette. Where do they come from? The combustion process. You know, burning fuel in cars, power plants, or fireplaces. Other free radicals from combustion can be easily avoided. They disperse in the atmosphere. These new ones, though, stick around indefinitely. Chemistry professor Barry Dellinger at Louisiana State University led the research. He says cleaning them up might avoid a big problem for businesses that could be held liable for adverse health effects. Dellinger says just make power plants, for instance, more compact.
If you don't have all this ducting running around all over the place to get from one unit to another, you're just going to shorten that up. You just shorten it up so that the gases go out and cool in the atmosphere as quick as they can.
Dellinger's calling for more research on these so-called persistent free radicals. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
So smoking can be hazardous to your health or just hazardous in general. If it's your iPod that's doing the smoking, Japanese officials confirmed today they're investigating a possible battery defect in the popular iPod Nano music player. In two separate cases, the players apparently got hot enough to scorch the surfaces they were placed on. This follows a similar report in March about sparks shooting out of an iPod Nano. The Japanese government suspects faulty batteries in all three. It's working with iPod maker Apple to see how widespread the problem may be.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world, online at shrm.org.
This year, China surpassed the U.S. as the country with the most internet users in the world. It's no surprise, then, that most Olympic ad campaigns in China right now have major online components. The prize, 250 million potential customers. Lisa Chow reports from Beijing.
One look at Sohu.com will probably give you a headache. It's China's equivalent of Yahoo, but the top three-fourths of the screen are full of ads. Some flash, some fly across your screen, some pop up when you least expect it. Stephen Lin is senior editor at Sohu.com.
Every advertiser wants to make their animation very colorful, very active, very annoying.
And American advertisers are trying to make sure they don't get drowned out in that noise. Now with the Olympics, they've aggressively increased their online ad budgets here. Phyllis Chung is vice president of marketing for McDonald's China. She says it's the first time the fast food company has done such a big online campaign targeting Chinese consumers.
How we make use of the internet is that let's provide them with a platform and a way to express their creativity.
Call it interactive advertising. McDonald's invited internet users to upload videos, poems, and songs about the Olympics. Adidas created a website, too, to let Chinese users trade cards of their favorite athletes. The hope, of course, is that all of this translates into billions of dollars in sales. But Stephen Lin isn't so sure.
Lots of the internet users are very young people who cannot afford to buy Nike shoes or expensive products.
Young people like 22-year-old Tony Lee. He spends more than 10 hours a day surfing the web. And he just got a job selling American sneakers to Chinese customers online, but he doesn't own any himself.
I've never bought American brand name shoes. I just started working and they're too expensive. But maybe in the future, when I have money, I'll buy them.
And that's probably the idea. Get in early so that when young Chinese can buy, they'll buy your product. In Beijing, I'm Lisa Chow for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Bob Moon. We're always interested in your comments at marketplace.org. Appreciate you making us a part of your morning.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.